الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. وما توفيقي وما اعتصامي ولا توكلي إلا بالله، عليه توكلت وعليه فليتوكل المؤمنون. We'll continue إن شاء الله in chapter 30 إن شاء الله. But before I proceed, I wanted to ask, Brother Mahbub, is he okay?
Yeah, he's here.
Mahbub?
He's right there.
Okay, alhamdulillah. I was going to check, because I was going to ask, but I didn't get a chance to ask. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, he's okay, but you know, when he's cold, he's very susceptible to cold, cold after this.
Okay. Okay. Sister, before we proceed, inshallah, well, I forgot to mention
this one.
Yeah, she needs our dua. She's carrying a baby and she's about to deliver, but apparently, the baby's heart doesn't seem okay, and she wants our dua for her. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa taala to give birth to a healthy baby, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaj'alahu or ha min as-salihin aw as-salihat wa an yaj'alahu or ha qurrata ayn li walidayha aw walidayhi. Allahumma ameen. Okay, prohibition of fighting the leader as the Khawarij do. And this is where we start in chapter 30. And qala al-mu'allif rahimahullah, ولا يحل قتال السلطان ولا الخروج عليه وإن جار، وذلك لقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأبي ذر الغفاري اصبر وإن كان عبدا حبشيا، وقوله للأنصار اصبروا حتى تلقوني على الحوض. وليس من السنة قتال السلطان، فإن فيه فساد الدنيا والدين. We'll read the translation, inshallah, for it.
The author said, fighting the leader and revolting against him is not permissible, even if he is a tyrant. This is because of the statement of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Abu Dharr, اسبر ولو كان عبدا حبشيا. Be patient even if he is an Abyssinian slave. And his saying to the Ansar, اسبر حتى
اسبروا.
اسبروا حتى تنقي
تلقوني
تلقوني على
الحوض
حوض. Be patient until you meet me at my lake fund. Fund.
You know the حوض, right?
Okay. Fighting the leader is not a part of the sunnah because it contains corruption of both the world and the religion. A commentary on this. It is not permissible to fight anyone. It is not permissible for anyone to fight the leader by revolting against him with arms, because this can result into great evils. His saying, fighting the leader and revolting against him is not permissible, even if he's a tyrant, meaning it is prohibited to fight the leader, that is, fighting the leader as the Khawarij do, even if he's a tyrant, that is, even if oppression and injustice occurs from him. One should be patient with that, because being patient with the opposition and injustice of the leader, irrespective of the pains involved, is lesser when compared to the havoc that may likely occur as a result of revolting against him. So the pain that might be felt from being patient with obeying the tyrant leader is more bearable in comparison to the havoc that may likely occur for having revolted against him. There is no doubt that the one who has established principle, one of the established principles in Islam is accommodating the lesser of the two harms in order to prevent the greater one. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the Ansar,
إنكم سترون بعدي أثرة فاصبروا حتى تلقوني على الحوض.
The Prophet ﷺ said to the Ansar, you will indeed see selfishness after me, so be patient until you meet me at my lake. He advised them to be patient despite the fact that they will see selfishness, which is appropriating wealth while excluding them. So he advised them to be patient due to what contains of preventing the occurrence of the greater two evils. His saying, this is because of the statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Abu Dhar, be patient even if he is an Abyssinian slave. That is, the one in authority should not be treated with disdain, even if his physical appearance is not good, or even if he is black in complexion, or has no Arab lineage. This is because the consideration for the position. This is because the consideration is for the position of the Khalifa and Imama, and not for his person. Therefore, he should be obeyed as long as he is a Muslim. So no one should be directed to his physical appearance, aimed at seeing what will not impress the looker, either due to his ugliness, shabbiness, or his defect in his or a defect on his body.
Mujaddah al-atraf. This you can just whose limbs are cut off, which is Mujaddah al-atraf. Many Muslims, you will find them against this word. Many. And I don't say, when I say many, it's not a small percentage. A big percentage of Muslims do not believe in this. But this is not my saying. This is saying of one of the ulama. And of course, when he says something, that means he knows other opinions from other, of course, ulama before him and before them. This is from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, وَإِنْ كَانَ عَبْدًا حَبَشِيًا وَإِنْ جَارٍ. Jar means what? He went extreme in dhulm. Now, the understanding these days, enough is enough. Wrong statement. Enough is not enough. How about that? And I mentioned that in day one, when the first riots happened in the Middle East, and especially in Egypt.
Tunis.
Especially Egypt. I want to say that because I gave a khutbah that day, and I said, brothers, this is wrong. This is wrong. And what the scholar saying here, he's saying to dar al-mafasid. Understand what dar al-mafasid means? Less harm to the Muslims. You have to choose. If you have two options, you have to choose which one. Both harms, right? If both harmful, but you have to choose which one. The less harm one. And the harm that comes to the Muslims from that is what? From the day of Friday. I didn't come yesterday, you know. So, you know, my schedule is up and down. So that on Friday, remember I said there's three reasons. Remember that when there's a fighting between us and the leaders, mm-hmm. when you go against the leaders, yes. Number one, lack of unity. The unity breaks. Then bloodshed. Then easy to the enemy.
Yes.
Isn't that the case? All the ulama, the sultan, the power is not easy. It's not easy. Being sitting on a throne, and you are the commander, all your words is your word. It is something azim. Understand azim? It grabs you like an octopus. You can't get of it. You are the al-amir al-nahi. You are the one who gives the commands. Everybody look at you. If you look, everybody is scared what you're looking at. It gives you this feel of power, right? Even it doesn't show, but that's how it is. Why do you think all these leaders fighting back for it? Because they know the chairman, that this throne is Aziz. Aziz. And it's not easy for someone to tell him, oh, we don't like you, we need you to step down, and he'll tell you, okay, here you go, take it. Have you ever seen it? No, doesn't happen. Very illa min rahim rabbi. They will fight. And that's why they have guards, and the guards, they have guards, and the guards, they have guards, and you know, like they're, it goes bigger and bigger. So what this author is telling us, this scholar here is telling us, doesn't matter how extreme they go in dhulm, you have asbiru hatta talqawni ala al-hawd. The Prophet ﷺ knew. He's telling us something is not happening, ilm al-ghayb. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala atla'ahu ala al-ghayb. He did not come up with his ghayb on his own. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, وَمَا يَنْتَقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحِي يُوحَى. So everything comes from the Prophet is wahi. Wahi. Even though it doesn't happen, it is going to happen. And it is happening. So all this, what you hear this now, whatever he looks, the author saying, you don't look at his shape. You don't look like at his background. You don't look at who is he. As long as he's a Muslim, that's it. Now, Muslim is not practicing, it's between him and his Rabb. A leader who is not just between him and his Rabb. He killed between him and his Rabb. Whatever he does is between him and his Rabb. What can we do is make dua. It is the responsibility of the scholars of our time to give him a nasiha. And if the ulama did not say anything, why should you say something? True? Who are you to say? So these ulama, you know, الذين أخذوا العهد والميثاق ألا يكتمونه ولا ينبذوا وراء ظهورهم. هذا عهد من الله سبحانه وتعالى أخذه على to those who are having the knowledge. They have to say and not hide the facts and the حق behind their back. So this is very important. Again, what we say that many Muslims don't believe in that, and they believe that enough is enough, and the wrong, it has to stop, and the dhulm has to stop, and this has to stop. And then what is the solution? There is no solution. It's going to be a lake of blood and division and weakness and disaster. As-salamu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-afu wal-afiyah.
All of these do not justify revolt against him, even if he's sick or weak in health. As long as his pledge is confirmed, one is required to be patient with him, listen to him, and obey him, even if he has these attributes. His saying, fighting the leader is not a part of the sunnah. Fighting the leader is not a part of the established sunnah from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It can be neither found in weak, hasan, or sahih hadith. There is no hadith in the sunnah that indicates the permissibility of fighting the Muslim leader, even if he is sinful, oppressive and unjust, or embezzles wealth. It is not allowed to revolt against him. In fact, the ahadith indicate being patient with such, and the prohibition of revolting against him. This does not mean that the leader should not be advised if he errs. Rather, he should be advised secretly between him and the one who is advising. Whoever has the nasiha, sincere advice, it is his duty, it is duty bound to convey to the leader, just as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said,
الدين نصيحة قلت لمن قال لله ولكتابه ولرسوله ولأئمة المسلمين وعامتهم.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, religion is sincerity. Sincerity. We said to whom? He said to Allah, His book, His messenger, and the leaders of the Muslims and their common people. So this does not mean that he should not be advised, or that he should be left alone. Rather, it is obligatory to explain and advise him. This is from the rights over the right of the scholar, his subjects, and the advisory body and opinion leaders. They should advise him.
Okay, we'll stop here, inshallah. Just in 2 minutes. The ruler can go extreme in oppression and can punish. Even there might comes a time that you find yourself under extreme jailing or torture or this or that. And what comes in mind? The story of whom? Imam Ahmad. You know this, Imam Ahmad. It can be Imam Ahmad. The Khalifa is telling him something against the deen, right? And they're not one Khalifa. They're like two Khalifa or three Khalifa. That they one tortured and the last one was Al-Mu'tasim. Let's take the last one, Al-Mu'tasim. Do you remember that with a story we all know, Wa Mu'tasima? The word, the woman said, Wa Mu'tasima? And she screamed in the Roman because she was attacked by the Roman, and she seeked help from Al-Mu'tasim. Billah. Right? And he heard her, and he prepared an army, and he went to I forgot the country, and he conquered that country and to just for the call of the woman. Al-Mu'tasim Billah, you know, we remember these stories for him as a hero, as a defender to Islam. His black dot in his life, جلد الإمام أحمد بيده. He whipped Al-Imam Ahmad with his own hand. When he brought Al-Jalladin, you know Al-Jalladin? Al-Jalladin, the one who executes. And these Jalladin at the time, they eat good food, not canned food, organic, from the land, from the farm. Their arm is as big as this column right there. I'm telling you, their height is as a door here. I mean, imagine someone coming like that with you, and he's having the whip in his hand, and he's hitting Al-Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah. And then Al-Mu'tasim lam yashfi ghalilo. He was not satisfied. قال له اضرب قطع الله يدك. Hit me, Allah cut your hand. Man, if we get one lash from this man, at least probably if he hit me, maybe like we cut me in half with the whip. I'm telling you. So he took it from him, and he hit Jalad. Al-Imam Ahmad biyadi. But Al-Imam Ahmad never said, give fatwa. Everybody draft. An-Nafir, An-Nafir, An-Nafir. You know, An-Nafir means call to fight. He never did that. Amazing, isn't it? Can it be more better example than this? And are we close to the ilm of Imam Ahmad? Are we close? Not even. We're just like a drop in his ocean of ilm. Because he's a man of alim rabbani. He is a alim rabbani. He understands what does it mean, the trust, the mithaq. What does it mean, this hadith that you heard of the Prophet? He knew this hadith. And he knows that it's wrong. And the Khalifa is telling him, say Al-Quran makhluq. And that's it, it's over. I will honor you, I will respect you, I will waj'aluka min al-muqarrabin. Like, right? He refused. Not going against the Khalifa or the leader or the king or prince or president, whatever. No. Just because he asked him something mukhalif lid-deen, he said no. Here I cannot obey you. Other than that, no problem. When I take my money, take it. Because al-khulafa, they give ata. You know, ata, like from Bayt al-Mal. Hadha al-alam, you know, every month you come and you get like your 200 dirham. Everybody comes to the ulama, you know, like to the Bayt al-Mal. And the khulafa, al-khalifa, they said, you know, they give him ata. Even for that ata, he prevent his ata, no problem. These ulama, ya sheikh, they're not worried about chicken every day and lamb and biryani and your sheikh's kitchen, you know. Water, dates, hard bread, no food. Alhamdulillah. Muhtasibin and Allah. But we'll never say, go ahead and every day I'm going to go tomorrow, I'm going to make myself a group and fight. This is our problem. The Muslims these days, everybody's coming with a group and they have some manhaj. You know what's mean manhaj? Special manhaj.
Agenda.
And this is our agenda, and don't worry about anything else. Wrong. The agenda of the Muslim should be one, true or not, ya Sheikh. Is it, how many agenda for the Muslims we have? You have 10 agendas, ya Sheikh? It is one. What is our agenda? عُبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَ وَالْمَسْكِينِ. Subhanallah, if we just apply this ayah, look at the unity and the love between us. You will never see one in need and everybody looking at them. But we became muqatta'een. We are cut like a cake. And they enjoy cutting us into pieces. Even the big piece like that, they're not happy with it. Even it's part of the cake, right? It's they take it away from the cake. It's still not enough. They will cut it into many pieces. Al-Musta'an. But these books, brothers, wallahi, books are wrote with golden, it should be remembered with gold. Because it's not their words. They get these words based on their understanding of these beautiful ahadith and the beautiful understanding from other scholars, the one before them. And for us, these books, alhamdulillah, it's between our hands. Let's use it. Let's read it. Let's understand it. What does it mean? You know the problem in our masajid? In many masajid, alhamdulillah, not this masjid. you find them always fighting within each other in the masajid. Who wants to rule? Because whoever wants to rule, they have agenda. But we have no agenda here. I always said here on the minbar 100 million times. I said our agenda is what? To raise the flag of La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. No affiliation to any other jama'at or ahzab or. And I always say something. Whoever comes and says something here, sits in my place. I'm not here all the time. But whoever gives talks, they should understand that they should not be affiliated with any other groups or organizations when they come and give talk here. Because it will be what? A conflict of interest. And I don't like that. This masjid is pure, clean, has no obligations except for one thing, our Rabb. And of course, our relationship with each other as أصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعلنا متحابين في ظل عرشه يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.
جزاكم الله
خيرا. يا كريم. أبو جعفر، are they calling for snow Friday? No, are they calling for snow Friday?